Adventure. A path paved with bravery and treachery. A pursuit of hope. One that a hero must tread. And with the evils of this world only growing stronger, the time is now for a new adventure to begin. The battle rages on. The search for their champions continues. Is there anyone who is willing to put forth their own life?
Hey, sorry to interrupt, but it's getting a little serious, so we're going to go on to the next section. Hope you understand. Sorry, thanks. Roll the sound bite.
Nope, you do it in the butt with Vaseline.
The douchebags are back with a brand new adventure, a new land to explore, and a new intro that's totally not like the last one. In the pursuit of sweet crit rolls and the coolness that comes with it, they are the Tabletop Champions.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Tabletop Champions podcast. I'm Sean, your Shun. I'm Sean. We're going with it. I'm Sean, your dungeon master, and with me tonight we have Kyle, who plays Cam.
I am always here, no matter what you think.
Lauren, who plays Dagna.
Why are cooks great at making engaging characters? Because they reflavor everything.
Matt, who plays Cyrus. They can't all be winners. Matt, who plays Cyrus.
Hi.
Yes.
Ben, who plays Callus.
Greetings.
And Stephanie, who plays Boone.
I'm blue, abba di abba da.
I just want to say that I have behind the scenes worked tirelessly and spent many hours to try and get a soundboard to work that still doesn't work, just so that I can do real-time judging of Lauren's puns. And it disappoints me still that I can't do a boom, 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 boom.
Don't worry,
you also need an applause one.
I agree.
I will have them. I will have them till you're done.
Yes. Well, as everyone else on the podcast can do a test, I have had many failed attempts at getting a sound.
I'm gonna put that on the season 5 checklist.
Okay.
Sound bites.
So, well, maybe next time.
So last week you guys went to Ebersia, which is a cool place.
We also went to jail there.
You did. You got out. I was personally, as a DM, pretty happy with describing Ebersia. I think I finally got some DM strides in there, making it seem cool as fuck.
It was
awesome. Then I did some fucked up shit. So you guys are currently standing on a massive shell overlooking the beautiful skyline of Ebersia, but there is a massive explosion. From the streets below, you can hear screaming and terror.
First, I just want to say, Sean, I think you only build beautiful, masterful, detailed worlds so that you can set them on fire.
That is true. Yeah. If I describe it beautifully, there's a tragedy coming.
It's like when you build a city that you're
proud of. Holy shit, I just thought of that, yeah.
It's like when you build a city that you're super proud of in SimCity, and then you unleash all of the natural disasters at once just to be like, burn!
I hate to reference old stuff, but the dwarves in previous seasons.
No,
I
love
that fucking city.
Yeah, just so you can burn it. But anyway, maybe that's just something to talk to your therapist about. But anywho, so on this note, I think we are trying. I think there was a little bit of an internal debate as to how helpful we were going to be about the catastrophe that has occurred here.
Oh,
this seems like a pretty large catastrophe. This is not small by any means. It's not the entire city. It's a couple city blocks, though, that have been devastated and are reeling from this.
Won't we just be in the way?
Don't we have another mission to get to, I think, now?
I mean, I do have an appointment with their head, with a powerful cleric, but...
What would you think we do to help?
At this point, you begin seeing, these boats. Some of them, go into the water and appear to be scooping up massive amounts of water, filling the whole hull, I think that's the thing, with water, and then flying over and, tipping it onto the blaze. So, multiple ships lending effort to put out whatever fires exist. But there's still chaos.
I don't think we'd be much help, yeah?
I would tend to agree here. We are not... The authorities here, they should be able to deal with this.
I mean, we fought, some drow and stuff, but we don't really fight, fires. It's not really...
We
burn things with fire.
Yeah. Do you send a super secret strike force to a forest fire? No. We start a forest fire.
And fix problems with forest fire.
Sure. Sure, that too.
Mostly so we don't stop them.
Wait, maybe hold on. Let's double check the alignments. Neutral. We're good. Okay. Good.
Shit, I'm lawful.
Yeah, I'm neutral good.
Lawful doesn't mean you'd intervene, though.
Oh, no. I mean as far as me being like, oh, we fix things with fire.
Lawful good would mean you're on your fucking way there right now on your...
Sure.
Whatever steed you have with your goody two-shoes paladin nature.
No, that's not me. Dagna, I appreciate you wanting to help, but I think this is out of our hands, and we have other things we have to attend to.
Plus, we're not being paid for it.
Really? That's all you care about is money? People are fucking dying down there, and you have the audacity to say that we're not getting paid to help someone? What is wrong with you? And she's gonna storm off. She's
really- Lauren, take inspiration.
Thank you, baby.
Also, I think, Matt, you should take inspiration as well.
Okay.
For going in. You guys both win in your nature there.
I look at the group and is like, what's her problem?
You're kind of an ass.
And you're not?
Didn't argue that. All I'm saying is you pissed her off.
She runs back and kicks him in the balls. I'm kidding.
And then you lose inspiration because that's Brenna.
I'm kidding.
Yeah. What's max falling damage again?
20d6.
Yeah, 20d6.
I'm kidding. We're going down the rabbit hole. I'm sorry. My bad.
Are you legit leaving or are you just like kind of walking off a little bit?
She's just walking off to get away from him and kind of like muttering to herself and watching the chaos. She's going to go watch the chaos down.
Well, if you're going to the clerics, we should go sooner rather than later. They will probably be busy soon.
Yes, first come, first serve, yes?
Yeah, I don't know how this works, but...
What was that, Sean?
That's so fucking horrible. First come, first serve. There's a fucking massive tragic event.
That's super shitty.
It's totally, I mean...
Listen, I'm saying that as Kyle. I don't know that Cam's chiming in to like to get mad at you.
Were we all going to the cleric? I can't remember.
I think we would. It's all okay. It's here, right? I mean,
yeah. So I would probably go and run and grab Dagna if we're heading out.
Aren't we on a flying ship?
No, you guys haven't left the shell yet.
We're still at the house.
Okay.
Jarvis, we need to tell him we're going or something like that. So he can get us a boat.
Oh, yeah. That's right. We have
the boat is waiting there for you guys.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, all right, we're good to go.
Okay.
On the boat.
Let's go.
Okay.
We're on a boat.
So, yeah, I guess Dagna actually storms off to go help people.
Okay, you didn't even say anything.
Yeah, well,
you would need
like...
to. You're still on the pedestal. Are you taking the boat from the party?
Okay. So where I'm
you guys separating. Are like you guys are like stories and stories and stories up rock face.
Okay. She's looking for
like
Jarvis.
Have
then.
Them drop you off.
Yeah.
You looking for Jarvis?
Yeah, I'm looking for Jarvis. I was gonna look for Jarvis. He had like a separate.
Boat. So you go to knock on the door, and the door opens in front of you, and he goes, "Yes.
Can you get me down there, please?"
There's a boat right over there.
Is there another one?
There's one here currently. I could summon one, but it would be about 5-10 minutes. I hope this is Jarvis's voice.
I hope so too. I think you're right.
Me too.
I think so. It sounds
crushed
right.
Crushed it.
Are you sure you would not like me to summon you a boat? It appears that many of them are occupied currently, but with your sway with the queen, I'm sure that I could summon you one.
Yeah, just...
Okay, he pulls out a little conch shell and whispers something into it, and puts it up to his ear, much like he's listening for the ocean. And then he says, boat will be here in about 10 minutes.
Close enough. And then she's gonna go put on all her armor and her gear and stuff.
I think you guys already did so.
Yeah, I think we're all geared up.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I assume you walked off somewhere to where Jarvis is, right?
Probably, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's just like the front door Like, kind of in Star Wars, the bad prequels, there's, like, the ship landing areas that they have that they come in, and then there's, like, a little walkway. It's kind of what it's like. So you could see her at this door.
Which ones? The bad new ones or the bad old ones?
Oh, the bad.
The prequels, he said.
The prequels. Oh, okay.
I didn't hear the prequel part.
I'm sorry. We should definitely have a nuanced debate over which children's movies are good. who cares? So... Would we have heard the conversation or not? Is I guess what I'm.
You would have heard the conversation.
So no, you're not even gonna try and convince us to go with you, huh? That's it.
You're I thought on you were kind of mission.
No, I know, but I kind of thought we were like vibing, and I thought this was like working. But what's the deal?
Do you want to go? Because earlier you didn't even seem interested.
It just didn't feel like our purpose here. We've got a bunch of things that don't make any sort of sense going on, and I just don't know how much help we can really, you know, like, I'm good at hitting things and stabbing them, but
what is your purpose then? Why do you have to go to the cleric?
What is my purpose? Ooh,
she's kind of just watching him very cautiously,
and I am more just like, look, I have a look of general like, huh.
This is the point in the campaign where Cam walks off and has the internal monologue that the listeners, that the viewers can hear, but no one else. Time kind of speeds up behind him, you know?
Yeah, and I turn back and I go, well, it's funny, I only know what my purpose isn't. And my purpose isn't to get myself lost in meaningless fights that aren't my fight. I don't know what my fight is, but I know what isn't my fight. And I've been running away from not my fight for a very long time. And none of this makes any sense, but it makes a lot of sense if you think about it.
Don't you think if you had the opportunity to change one person's life, to save one innocent person?
If you had one shot.
Damn it, Sean, no!
One opportunity.
Mom's spaghetti.
God damn it.
Stupid.
I didn't mean to take away from that.
That was okay. That was
no,
good.
It is good.
I'll say, no, please don't do that.
I mean, what does it matter? One life isn't... I'm not trying to stop one life from being lost. I'm trying to stop thousands of lives from being
what?
Lost.
This war?
From the never-ending slog of war itself.
And how is going to a cleric fixing that?
It's hard to explain, or maybe it's not if you were paying attention when someone mentioned my name, but me not being somewhere means a lot of things aren't going the way that they could be going. And they're slowed down, and they're delayed, and they're more difficult.
But
no, it's terrible.
Change your destiny, and that's on you.
But
you
I agree. I completely agree with you, and I would argue, and I've been arguing in my own brain for many years now, that this is how I change my destiny, because I was born and a destiny was handed to me, and I have chose to walk away from that at great personal cost, but more importantly, I think, and I hope, and I sure really, really, really hope, but for a purpose.
Damn. Everybody's getting inspiration. Kyle, take inspiration. I know we're only supposed to have one, I think, active, but no, this is fucking on point. You guys are great. I really appreciate your guys' characters.
What if fate brought us here to help these people?
But fate, help them how, right? We're going to pull someone out of a fire, but by pulling someone out of a fire, we're taking sides in a fight that isn't our fight. By helping...
How is this taking sides? By helping innocent people survive?
Perceptions are reality. Helping the survivors of one attack is picking a side in a battle, right? You don't have a special sign that says, no, but don't worry, if you guys were attacked, I'd help you too. We're on one side, we're on the other side, or we're outside. This is where I have chosen to be and where I spend all my time.
If you would like to come help me, I would welcome it. But I'm not going to ask you to divert from your mission.
And I wouldn't ask you to divert from yours. I just thought you'd want to chat with us first. It felt like we had a thing. And I hope that
we
can...
I
think we can regroup, right? You're not going to just disappear on
me? No. You're fun to talk to. We have great conversation. Absolutely.
You know, I also get into less arguments with you than I do with Boons. This is all good. And you absolutely creep me out infinitely less than Cyrus.
Okay. I heard that.
I know.
I mean...
Do you really have an argument to him?
No.
Either of you are
but
welcome to join
words
me.
Hurt.
Well, I can't speak for anybody else. Going.
I'm going. I need to go. I can't just stand here and watch a city burn and watch innocent people that I know I had the capability of potentially helping die.
Well, the least we could do is drop you off on the way there. There's no reason to divert other boats.
Jarvis, cancel the boat, please.
And he whispers, very well, miss.
Thank you, Jarvis.
They're going to have to pay that Uber fee.
No, it's on the Queen's tab. It's at
0 stars banned.
I don't think any less of you for not going, except for Movie Cyrus, because he's only in it for greed. But you're welcome to join me. But I will meet back up with you at the state.
There's like some easy way to find. Do we have like a magical way to find each other? Like, I feel like it's the magic land. We should be able to like
maybe our squad badges.
There's something you guys didn't remember.
Yeah, there's a lot of somethings that I didn't remember.
There's a way for you guys to get to split the party here and go down separately that you guys are capable of doing.
Oh, we could give her the
flying carpet.
Flying carpet.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You want the flying carpet? Why don't you take the flying carpet? Well, that way you'll come back. And that way it's like, that should be easy, right? You'll come back. God help you if you don't come back.
No. I would be... No, God I will you. Come back.
He won't fight in any wars, but he will totally go on a vengeance run.
You've helped me save a town that I care about immensely. I am in your debt. I promise you I will return.
All right. See ya.
Okay.
Toodles.
The carpet gets passed over to Dagna. Dagna, I'm sure they tell you the magic word, and you are on your way down. What are you guys doing up on the conch shell?
Chilling?
Getting into the boat?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Heading to the cleric?
Who wants to resolve first?
You guys go first.
I don't think it really matters.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
What do you prefer, Sean?
Tell you what, we'll do Dagna first.
No, okay. Sean, wait.
Yes.
Well, that Dagna. Way you can start building your character while we're doing all this.
Dagna, you are atop a flying magic carpet, flying as swiftly as you can down to this blaze. Boats are putting out fires, but there are still a bunch that they cannot take care of. As you pass over the rooftops and get closer to the epicenter, there are people standing on top of burning buildings pleading for help. There are injured people in the streets. Some people are being ushered down the street to the south. It appears as though the local constabulary has amassed itself and started to put up a cordon off the outside, while other people are trying to rush their way in and help citizens escape. What is your prerogative?
I'm going to help any, like you said that there are citizens on top of burning buildings?
Yes.
I'm helping them first, and I'm just going to try to use the flying carpet without burning it.
Okay.
And fly them down to safety.
So you get to 3 of them. You're able to rescue 3 people from the tops of buildings. They're pleading. They're doing whatever you stop. You help them and you keep flying back. And eventually you come to a building that is almost completely engulfed in flames. On the upper floor, you see 7 people reaching out of the window. You see a woman holding a child. You see 2 children. And you see 4 men. Cool. One of the men appears to be of teenage age, and they're pleading.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and grab the kids.
Okay.
Grab however many kids I can on this carpet.
Okay.
And just...
The woman passes her baby off to you. You cradle the baby.
Huh?
You take the 2 children. You can fit one more. They hop on the flying carpet. It begins to sag a little bit underneath the weight as you fly off. Is there anything you say to these people?
I'll be right back.
Okay. You fly off and you drop these people off on the outskirts, like just down below the building. And as you begin to fly back up, a massive explosion erupts in the top of the building as flames shoot out the window.
#Sean is a monster.
Yep.
and there are people begging and pleading in the streets. These people are rushed off to aid by helpers, but you do not feel that there's more you can do to help at this house. Okay. Over the course of about the next, I'd say 10-15 minutes, you're able to save a good 15-20 more people. One person you come across is very injured, gravely wounded, needs immediate medical attention.
Third level healing word.
Okay. You bring them back up and you usher them to safety. You're just kind of making your way around at this point. As you're doing this, you're kind of hearing word that people are making, the injured are making their way to a temple to the south. So let's cut back to the party up on the shell ledge. What are you guys doing?
Probably going to go see the cleric, yeah.
Yeah, it's just like, Cyrus is ready. He wants to get this done. It's just like, he's tired of dealing with it, I think.
Cam is trying to project like a tough masculinity and mask feelings of inadequacy that maybe are a result of a conversation he just had. So chilling. My normal thing.
Okay. So you guys all get your way onto the boat and you're making your way down. I can't remember if he pointed out the temple to you or not, but I'm guessing if you ask where like the main temple is, the head cleric,
I thought you'd like
did you
describe it as like awesome or gigantic? Wasn't it big or something?
I thought it on the skyline you could see where it was.
I can't remember.
It appears to be just south of the fire. So okay. You guys load up, you get onto the boat. The tillerman basically is like, right, head cleric, okay, this way. Looks like it's gonna be pretty crowded. Do you want me to drop you off out front or somewhere in the side streets? What's your plan of approach?
Do we just want to be out front?
I would assume so.
Are we being super subtle?
I don't. We're not running from anybody at this point, right?
Out front it is.
All right.
So he flies down and he sets down in front of this massive, massive temple. It appears to be a temple to Sehanine, as far as you guys could tell, because in common, the words Sehanine are written on the front of it. There's a massive, massive set of doors that appear two stories tall, story wide, and they appear to be slightly ajar as people are going in and out. There's wounded people on the steps in front. There's people bringing people on, like, makeshift, not gurneys, but, like, you know, the two sticks with the piece of fabric where they're carrying people in, just wounded everywhere. Cyrus,
mm-hmm.
When you stare into the opening of this door, it is blinding light. It feels furnace hot to you.
This is like, I didn't realize it was going to be this bright in this from this building.
Kallus, what are you talking about? Cyrus.
It's like, don't you feel that heat? It's maddening bright in there.
You guys are at like the foot of the steps, and it's still a good 100 feet up the steps to the entrance. As the Tillerman says, right, I should probably make way. Flag a guard. They'll be able to call me back when you're ready to leave.
Thank you, good sir.
Thank you.
And the Tillerman takes off.
Boone's going to start heading up the stairs.
I follow despite my kind of genuine fear, I guess.
When you step foot on the step, you're going to take 1d4 damage.
I think this is when Cyrus is like,
four. You're going to take four radiant damage.
That hurts.
What, did you stub your toe? Come on. This is... These are stairs. You have not used stairs before.
As you guys look, you can see a sizzle coming off of his foot as a small waft of smoke makes its way up.
Dude,
though something burned him.
Come on.
I'm not doing this on purpose.
But, like, you take the like, evil sign to the next tier every single time.
Do you think I do this by choice?
As you guys are arguing, the door opens a little bit more. You're kind of blinded a little bit, Cyrus. As an old man with a tonsure walks out, and he's holding bandages and stuff like that, and he begins throwing them around. He's like,
Roy, everybody calm down. We are at capacity here. We will start to do triage on the steps. And
Cyrus, he looks directly at you and he says, "You must leave.
But
Eva.
Eva, I need help.
Now is not the time."
What do you mean that now's not the time?
Can you not see the wounded? As he runs over to tend a person who's pretty much bleeding out on the steps. A radiant light issues from his hand as he heals whatever wound is on their leg and then feels their forehead and says something to one of the other clerics there as then she ushers him into the building. A few other men follow behind carrying another wounded man. The cleric stops them, looks at him, writes something on his forehead, and then touches his chest, and then the men set him down, and he looks at him with just like a no, like a sorrowful no, as then he goes to tend another person, and the man that was on the steps prior just immediately sees his life. And this man is just frantically running around assisting as many people as he possibly can.
I would probably run up to him, because he's not that far from me, right?
No, he's about 100 feet up the step.
Okay. I'm going to go and approach him.
Okay.
What is the proper way? Like, just call him sir? Is there a proper way to talk to a cleric? Just
Eminence.
Eminence? Is that really?
That's pretty good.
Okay. All right. Your Eminence. I just need a few moments of your time.
Holding a bleeding wound from someone's chest as they're gasping for breath and blood is coming out. And they're like, am I going to die? Am I going to die? He's like, hush, child. And he puts his hand on their forehead and some semantic verses come out of his mouth and the person falls asleep. As then two custodians of the church then pick this person up and usher them inside. And he gets up and he looks at you and he says, now is not the time. There are people dying.
I understand. And I understand that you are busy and this is awful and devastating, but my friend here is extremely sick.
I'm sorry. I cannot help you right now as like two other people pass with just grievous wounds, just like serious, serious issues. As then he turns and pays no mind to you and begins tending the people on these steps.
I think when Cyrus just keeps seeing this cleric like healing these people and just like clearly has no interest in helping him, I think Cyrus just walks off a bit, like stays out of the way. It's just like sits there, like it's like, but my soul hurts.
A little girl comes up and sits down next to you. She's got a small bandage wrapping on her arm. And she's got, like, soot everywhere, and she sits down, and she's like, you okay?
You okay?
I am all right, child. How about you? Are you okay? You seem like you're wounded. Have the clerics taken care of you?
I'm fucking far from okay, man.
my daddy's inside right now. He got hit in the head. But I think you'll be okay. I got burned a little bit, but I think we're okay.
That's good. I'm sure your fathers will be fine.
And I'm sure you'll be okay, too. You look sad.
Some bad things happened recently, but I suppose worse things have happened to others. And
she appears to be folding up a piece of paper in her hand. Sorry, continue.
It's like, what? Go ahead.
No, you're good.
It's like, what are you folding up there?
Oh, it's just a thing that I do. It makes my friends happy at school, and I figured it might make you happy. And she, like, with the little tongue out of her mouth making the last little folds, she opens it up, and it appears to be a little, like, swan that she's folded out of paper, and she hands it to you, and she's like, here, mister.
I take it, and it's like, thank you. This is very nice. Your father must be very proud of you.
I don't know, but
I'm sure.
You know, when mommy died and it was just me and daddy, I was really sad for a long time. And it took me a long time to get better. And I think that a lot of people are going to need to get better after today. But, I mean, this is what I learned to do. And maybe it'll help you.
It will. I'm sure you're... it sounds like your father is a good man. Since he's still... seems to take care of you and love you. It's just...
At this point, you hear a from behind you as an old, like an older man with a crutch. His arm is wrapped and he's got like a bandage. And he's like, Delia, let's leave this place. The clerics have enough to do. And he looks at you and he says, thank you for looking after my child.
I glad to help. Glad to see you're doing better.
And the little girl stands up, and you're kind of sitting, I'm guessing.
Mm-hmm.
She gives you a hug. She's like, it's okay, mister. It'll all get better. It always does. And even if it doesn't, you can still have a good day.
Thank you. And you have a good day as well.
And she smiles at you. The old man puts his arm around her, and they kind of trot off down the street.
And then it's just like, I think this is when Cyrus might whisper, is like, so that's what a good father looks like.
Wouldn't know.
Daddy. Cutting back to everybody else. This cleric is running around like a crazy person.
Hey, so maybe we should have,
Yeah, I'd probably walk back to the party.
I don't necessarily think that's the answer, but we may have made a mistake coming here and wasted our time.
Yes, I did not realize how quickly people would get here.
At this point, the cleric kind of would get here. ceases running around, and Cyrus, you still holding this little origami swan?
Yeah, I'm just like looking at it, like twirling in my between my fingers, like maybe like see if there's like I could like learn how it's put together, like maybe learn how to do it myself. Yep. Like it's interesting.
So you kind of like unfold a little few pieces of it and you kind of look at it. And the cleric stops what he's doing as triage is going on behind him, and he wipes off his bloodstained hands on his apron, and he walks up to you and he puts his hand on your chin and turns your gaze to face him as he kind of looks you up and down, and he says, cold. Very cold.
I wouldn't know. I seem to have lost my ability to feel.
Still a deep warmth. And he takes your hand that's holding the swan and he picks it up and then puts the swan back in your hand, picks it up again and then puts it back in your hand, and he's like, interesting. Very interesting.
Maybe you can enlighten me, and I am right here.
Young man, there is nothing I can do to help you in this place.
What do you mean?
But I know a place that you might find answers.
Where's that?
The Tabletop Champions Wikipedia?
What is this strange wondrous place?
Why am I drawing on the fucking, blanking on the name of it? Give me one second.
What is this strange wondrous place and how do I get there?
Go
to the website.
I just had it. Oh, fuck, it's look nice.
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 it says, in the north, there is a place called the Scarlet Coast Forest. There are a group of people there known as the Order of the Blood Fern. Seek them out. They will guide you further than I can.
Could you at least tell me what is wrong with me?
My child, you are corrupted by a great evil. But I feel something fighting for you. I can see it within you. I pray that I never meet one facing your fate again, but I pray that you rise to the challenge, because gods forbid that that kind of evil gets brought further into this world.
What is it? Do you know what it is?
There is a demon that lies deep within you, one of great, unimaginable power. But there's
demon.
A goodness as well, fleeting, almost imperceivable, but it fights for you, child. And he puts his hand on your shoulder and he says, one cannot come back from death, but perhaps there's a first for everything. And he pats you on the shoulder and then takes his hands again and begins rushing around the scene to help more people.
I think Cyrus is just like stuck, like sitting there, like thinking of what he just heard. Like, it's like confirmed there's a demon inside him.
I mean, we saw it.
Well, you guys saw it, but remember, I don't think Cyrus actually was conscious when the whole thing happened.
That's true. Well,
I guess I just like get back up, maybe take the, what was it, a swan origami or something
like
that?
Yeah, it's like a swan, or it's like the basic, you know, little bird that origami bird that.
I'll put it in my art kit, like somewhere where it wouldn't get crushed or something like that. Maybe protect it.
Yeah, so you could like fold the arms up and lay it flat and like put it in a book or something, or just kind of keep it safe. Yeah.
And I just walked to the rest of the group. He's like, "Well, he said he couldn't help me."
Oh shit! Yeah. Really?
Dagna. At this point, the crowds begin to start thinning. Wounded are making their way to the temple. Are you going that way, or are you going up back up to the... Like, what's to be done can be done without great effort.
She's gonna go ahead and start making her way back up to the estate. The conch, right?
Well, it's just like a big shell. It's like a big, flat mussel shell or seashell of some kind.
She hops on the carpet and starts making her way that way, because that's where she... Yeah.
Okay. So you
what are you guys doing?
I can't think of anything else we'd be doing other than going back.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, we'd be just kind of like bummed. Like, damn it, that was supposed to work. He really said there was nothing else you could do that he could help?
He said he himself couldn't, but we have to...
Yeah, sorry.
He says, I have to go somewhere called the Scarlet Coast Forest and look for the Order of the Blood Fun.
Would I be able to roll something to know if I have any fucking clue what that is?
Oh, yeah, me too.
Can we do that?
Yeah, give me nature checks.
Ugh.
7.
Of course, I crit fail.
10!
18.
With your 18, you're not entirely sure. You would run under the assumption that due to the type of forest that it would be in, it's probably a group of druids.
Well, perhaps instead of a cleric, you need a druid?
The only druid I know of is kind of pissed at us, mainly Camp.
Might be.
I would assume these are different ones.
Yes.
It's not sending you back to the...
No, it's not back...
Strings, so.
No, not Silver Strings, but I never been to or really heard of this... Scarlet Coast Forest.
I don't know very much about druids and forests, so I don't know. Do you think it's really something that would help you more than a cleric?
The cleric himself said it was the only people that might be able to help me, and he says it's very unlikely to begin with. But what he told me was very distressing.
Well, it's probably better than Jildos.
On that, I would have to agree that it's making that much harder to keep hope as it would.
So if you guys look at the map, the Scarlet Coast Forest...
So no, if you go to the tabletopchampions.com/world, there's a whole bunch of the maps.
Oh, I got it now. Okay.
So there is a world map there. That is the season 4 map, is the third map down.
It is the topmost point on the map in, like, this, just, like, yeah, the topmost point on the map.
Like, are you talking about 72?
No, 69.
Just south of that.
Nice.
Just south of it, right? Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Oh, yeah, okay, so I see that.
Like,
I see that.
Yep. So it's all the way up there.
Okay.
And where are we right now?
You guys 40. Are at 40.
Which is
south.
There's a little inlet
west.
Southwest.
Okay.
The coast and a little.
All right, so we're not that far in the grand scheme of things.
You're halfway across the.
But it's a fairly large world, and we could be further.
You guys do have flying boats at your disposal, or regular boats, should you desire.
Yeah, what
flying
is
the, boat.
Is
flying
there a scale boat. To this map, by the way?
All right, we're bringing it back. 472 nautical miles.
Okay. That's the scale or the distance between these two locations?
I don't know how nautical miles work.
Good. All right, deal. Perfect. So they're far. It's far away. Okay.
It's pretty far.
Oh, look, is that Dagna? Sweet. Are you on the flying carpet, or are you walking back?
I'm probably on the flying carpet.
Sweet. Is that, so let me retcon that. Sweet, our flying carpet. Look, Dagna's back.
Wave. Wait, do I see them?
Yeah, they got back up there. You've been spending time doing that, so I think they would return first.
Okay.
I assume we're reconvening at this point, right?
Yeah, I would think so. Yeah.
So you guys are back on this ledge.
Mm-hmm.
Dagna appears to be spattered with blood in places. The carpet doesn't look in disrepair, but there definitely is some, like, soot on it.
I'll clean it.
No, that's okay. A little wear and tear is to be expected. It's fine. It's fine. We didn't take pictures before you borrowed it, but it's okay. It's okay.
Did you find what you needed at the temple?
Nope.
Or with the cleric?
Not exactly. Oh.
Did you find what you need down there?
I wasn't looking for anything, but I did the best I could, so...
Well, yeah. You were more successful than us, so...
What next?
Good question.
Well,
is that a good,
I suppose...
Is that the good place to leave it?
As a ship comes crashing into the side of the mountain.
No!
Man, I don't even really know what is next. I kind of thought, like, I guess we have to go halfway across the world for this one, but you feel like you're going to blow up real soon? Do we got time for dinner? I'm talking to Cyrus at this point.
You had a sandwich like 15 minutes ago.
Don't you shame him. He's hungry.
I'm a hungry boy.
And Kyle follows the love of food from character to character. Colin loved him some breakfast.
To be fair, the wild only ate sunlight and dew. And
which was a continuous feed.
And Utax did not consume food, although one time he mashed a food product into his face.
Yeah, but he made a hell of a breakfast.
That's
yeah,
true. Did. It's true. It's true.
It's fair. So either your characters love breakfast or hate it.
And then we'll make it.
So
I think Cyrus is like, yeah, I think I can hold it out for a while. Whatever
Sean,
it is.
Sean, is he going to blow up?
No, I don't know.
So let's grab some dinner. And maybe let's talk about what the hell we do next as a group.
Fair enough.
Good idea.
Now we're at dinner. Shit, I still don't know what we're doing.
Yes, well, what will you be having for dinner this evening?
Get some turkey legs.
I'm sure I could muster up some turkey legs. Yes, I could do that. Okay, anything else particular that you are looking for?
Yeah.
We have plenty of that.
Delightful.
And Jarvis leaves and begins shouting orders to different people. You can hear scurrying in the hallways as you guys are in this grand foyer. You can see off to the right is the main dining hall. Yeah, you guys, it's a very long table, but you guys could probably take, you know, 5 of the 20 chairs at the table.
I'll admit, in retrospect, it was more fun to have a ghost butler make food and not have to, like, actually have people do it.
Right.
Hey, Sean.
Yes.
Does Cyrus get hungry?
Only for human flesh.
I think you just feel indifferent. Like, you could eat and you could, or you couldn't eat. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not like a driving urge to eat.
Basically, my base level is like, I could eat. Yeah, all
right,
sure.
Right? You're Kyle.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, you guys all take seats at the table. After a short bit, they start bringing food out when you guys hear a knock, knock, knock at the front door. And Jarvis says, should I check on that, lords and ladies?
Yes, please.
See who it is.
Sure.
So you see Jarvis open the door and he says, you can hear like some mumbling and then you hear some mumbling from several men's voices outside. And Jarvis closes the door and he says, is there a Master Cam here?
A Master Cam?
What was your character's real name?
It'd be Master Leopold, I guess, if you're going to go first names.
Is there a Lord Leopold here?
Or, oh god, wait, hold on. What's the title? Shit, hold on, because they would say the title, maybe. The title is... This is why I wrote it down. So I don't know. Maybe there isn't a shortened version of it, because it would be Lord's Fine, I guess, because it'd be Grand Steward, which is probably a bit much to say.
Perhaps a Grand Steward.
Nope.
Then I will tell them they are in error.
Thanks.
And Jarvis goes back to the door and he says...
I'm hiding now, by the way. As soon as Jarvis walked away, I darted. And I'm
not
like
sure
in
where your friend went, but they are quite insistent. And they said they will be waiting out front for a Lord Leopold.
Why would they think that he's here?
We don't have any stewards here. That's what they're suggesting. There's nobody of higher ranking here.
And who exactly are these people?
Yeah.
They appear to come with a writ notarized by House Macwell. They do have the proper paperwork to wait outside. I cannot ask them to leave. That would not only be improper, but also very highly illegal.
To ask people to leave?
Well, like, he's saying...
they're standing, it is not proper.
As in, like, they're just going to camp out outside the front door.
I see no reason to bother them.
Not it.
Let them sit outside and enjoy themselves.
Yes, and it's probably getting late, so we should probably just retire for the night.
How are you hiding right now? Are you, like, behind a curtain? Or, like, underneath
the probably,
like, table?
Behind a curtain.
Get at Chuck E. Cheese.
It's a mansion, right?
Yeah.
I'm in, like, a closet.
Okay.
Just a random closet.
I was kind of hoping you would say you're, like, you took a, like, some sort of version of a lamp and took the shade of it and covered your head.
No, I mean a closet's just as dumb of a hiding place, because if people come in the house, I have no escape. Like, I've fucked myself. Like, I'm in a closet. It wasn't good. I'm realizing that now.
I do not have to allow them inside, but they do have rights and privilege to await a Leopold should they wish.
Assuming I've been in an earshot of this whole time, I'm going to come out of the closet and around the corner and be like, sorry, I had to poop. How's it going? We good? They leave?
No, they're going to stay out there till they find a Leopold.
It's like, and this Grant and the steward as well, that's kind of surprising he would leave Gildas at all. Like, the steward is kind of an important position.
Yeah. Wouldn't know about that. Okay. So they're outside?
Yes.
I was asking, is Jarvis still here, or is he, like...
Jarvis is, yes, they are awaiting outside. Last I checked, they appear to be setting up some sort of rudimentary campsite.
Did they give you
as per military regulation.
Did they give you a name? Emissary, a person who was, you know, there.
Hold on. Give me 1 second. If I can do a search here. They are emissaries of House Rainier on business for House Macwell.
Okay. Well, they're going to be out there a while, I guess. Maybe this Leopold character will show up. Who knows? All sorts of crazy things have been happening lately.
Yes.
So I'm going to go to bed now.
Sleep a little.
Do you sleep? Not you, Dagna. I'm sure you're asleep. I'm talking about the creepy dead boy.
You do feel the need to sleep.
Yes, I can sleep. It just, I guess I don't need to eat as much.
Okay. That's how you keep your figure.
Good sign, at least. The other direction would be more concerning to me.
I guess that means I don't have to worry about my. I guess that means I don't have to worry about my waist size anymore. Yes.
Yes, that's the secret.
Yes, that's the concern.
Hey, you have to stay positive somehow, right?
Yes, don't think about the anything bad that could be happening.
Well, I'm gonna go to sleep, I guess, upstairs.
Why are we so awkward tonight?
There's another knock at the door. And through the door you hear, "We know you're in there, Leopold."
Hey, Jarvis.
Yes?
From a security standpoint, since we're going to be living here, completely unrelated, I still don't know what's going on with that door. Are there any, like, tunnels or, like, escape hatches?
He looks around the group and he's like, "Well, seeing as you're here on the Queen's business, I know that she wanted to speak with you, but in the interest of security," and he winks at you, he says, "there is a maybe a small way out the back."
That is perfect. And you know what? I think that the odds that I will follow up with the lady whose name I just can't remember, not in character, I just don't have the notes open now.
Lady Mink?
Yes. I am so enthusiastic to speak to Lady Mink that let me just say...
And he stops you and he says, "I'm sure you are, but I'm sure your word with me is enough to satisfy her needs." And he winks at you.
You know, I like you. I like you a lot. You mind, hey guys, I'm gonna be, and I just say back, but I have quotes over it. I'm gonna be back, like as in like, I don't think I'm coming back here.
And he says, "Lords and ladies, just out of curiosity, how long should I let them, say, look for a Macwell before I, before I let them search the premises?"
An hour?
How long would be proper?
I would think, with my training and your know-how, I would think probably 2 days is more appropriate.
I like 2 days. You guys want to have a camping trip?
hey, sport. You want to go fishing?
Yeah.
Cam, do you want me to talk to them and see what it is that they want?
No. I know what they want. No confusion there.
And if it's being led by Ragnia, they're just going to keep bugging you. It's just better if you leave.
Well,
remember,
I just want to spend one night in a nice place.
I know, but you remember that whole that whole running from a thing to not fight in war? That's kind of it, and it's at the front door.
All right.
he said he could keep them out there for 2 days, so we could spend the night here.
Callus, I don't think that's a good idea.
I guess I'll take first one.
He pulls out his conch shell, and he whispers into it, and then he listens, and he hears back, and he says, "Unfortunately, the contingent out front has been invited to dinner by the Queen herself. They will be indisposed for the rest of the evening and into the following day."
So we best get going now.
No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is I bought you time should you need a nice, comfortable rest.
Jarvis, I don't know how much you're getting paid, but you need a raise. It's true. You're the best.
It's true. If I hadn't literally handed all of my money to someone for a flying carpet, I would give you the world's largest tip.
I do less than some and better than some. I am comfortable in my position, and serving my queen and those at her behest is my pleasure.
Well, you good.
And Jarvis bows deeply, and he points up the stairs, and he says, "Your bedrooms await. I would recommend only 8 hours maximum. That should give you enough lead time following to get a 6-hour lead."
I'll be lucky if I could sleep 15 minutes. And I go to the furthest away bedroom, and I sleep in the bottom of the closet with the door closed.
Oh, Jesus. My God.
Jarvis escorts you to a room.
Yeah.
And he says, "If you pull this candlestick, this bookshelf will open, which will lead you to a passage. I know you would like to sleep further away, but this is your best chance at subterfuge."
Hey, that's perfect. I'm going to go sleep on the other side of this passage door. Just tell my friends that when they're ready, this is where to come find me.
And he says, "Oh, please, wait a moment. as he claps and servants are ushered in as they begin taking the bedding off of the bed.
No, entire mattress. I'm easy. Really,
I insist.
Okay. No, I've got like a little camping setup, basically.
You have a full bed, basically. The mattress, the blankets, everything's tufted. It's like tucked nicely underneath the mattress in the little exit door.
Well, thank you, Jarvis.
He bows, and then he makes his way out the door to your room.
Sweet. I like seal myself in this hidden area, and I attempt to sleep. It's very comfortable. I assume eventually I'll pass out.
Yeah, it's very comfortable. The rest of you are in your rooms. You just going to sleep. Anything else anyone's doing?
Dagna's writing. Oh, go ahead.
No. You go.
Dagna's writing in her journal about the events that happened today.
Yeah. No, I'm gonna do my nightly ritual where basically I'm gonna.
You're a crazy person and you talk to yourself.
Yeah, I'm talking to myself. I'm pacing in my room. I'm yelling a little bit. I'm very confused. I'm happy. I'm sad. I'm frustrated. Just pacing, muttering to myself. Basically, but recapping the events of the day.
Okay.
Like, you know, why couldn't we help Cyrus? Why is this happening the way it is? Why? Okay, like, why am I here? Why is this happening? I don't understand. What am I supposed to do?
You get no response this evening.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Cyrus, what are you doing?
I think Cyrus is just, like, sitting down, looking out the window, is just, like, exasperated. Like, he's just getting tired of this. It's like it seems like he's getting more questions than answers, even though Cleric did tell him to go to the forest. It's just like, are they going to be able to help him and all that? And he can only do one thing to calm his mind, and that's kind of to paint, and that's kind of a dangerous notion.
Give me a constitution saving throw.
Oh, boy. One, come on. Con save. I'm using my inspiration for this.
Okay.
So, yeah, I think Cyrus just paints.
What was it?
Cyrus just paints.
No, but what was the con save?
Oh, 15.
Cyrus is painting with your 15. You can feel, like, you know when someone touches the back of your neck and you get those, like, little tingles?
Mm-hmm.
You feel some comforting presence. And in your brain you hear, I'm still here. Seek out those of good. Seek out the druids.
Let that play in my head and just continue painting.
Okay.
And I think I...
You paint your average Cyrus fair, which you have not had the luxury of doing in a while.
It's just maybe a simple drawing of a swan flying to the moonlight.
Nice. And it's your standard skill. It's not anything intervening. It is you painting, and even though it's not as good as some of the things that you've painted under the influence of whatever persona are...
Is it at least getting better? I would think, like, these influences would make
it... Yeah, I mean,
a
little bit. You always see a constant progress. You're proud with your piece, and it definitely... I would think it would feel more special that it came from you than some sort of outside source. It's more of a treasured painting at this point. It's a brief respite from the awfulness the world has dealt you.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, what about you, Callus?
Callus is enjoying the luxury of the room.
It's real nice.
Yeah. It's not something he gets to do often, but when he does. and then he's just basically falls asleep thinking about the now two people he has to save their souls.
What's your intelligence?
Score or modifier?
Total score.
14.
With your intelligence modifier, or with your intelligence as it stands, you're kind of putting a couple things together in your brain. This is a mechanic I haven't really gone with in D&D before, but I figure that as a character, you might start to piece things together that you might not as a person. So, the sand, okay? I want you to tie something together in your brain. the sand of being chased in the desert in your dream and the beings that are chasing you, and the sand from the encounter that you guys were in the temple originally with the whole demon coming out, you're starting to piece together a connection in your brain between those two.
Mm-hmm.
As though sand, demon, your friend all have a place together. I don't know if you've put that together as a character, as a person yet, but mm-hmm. as a character, you're really starting to put that together. Yeah. There's a connection with all of this. The sand in the lungs, the sand of being chased, the sand in the temple, the sand of everything. There's something dealing with that. And the temple of Ankaret seems like it has answers. I think your character's intelligence and your stuff would lead to that at this point.
Right. And the temple of Ankaret, do I know?
You don't know anything about it, really.
Okay.
But you heard about it. I remember specifically saying that at one point. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, was it just to you?
It was just to me, I think.
But then you didn't share it?
Nope.
Okay. Sand is a big thing with you. Remembering a temple, remembering the temple is very important to you. And the sands and the demons and all of it is tying together in your brain. As an investigator, you would be getting to tie all these pieces together.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Sands and demons go hand in hand in your world right now.
Yep.
Okay. Dagna, anything in particular happening?
I'm just kind of marking down just important things to the day. Like, she makes like a daily report to kind of help collect her thoughts and like take notes and shit. So I think once she's done with that, then she's going, I don't know, practice a little. No, she's not. It's too late. She doesn't want to do that. She'll just go to bed.
So as Dagna goes to bed holding her instrument, debating whether to play or not, whether it's too loud and she's going to be rude, she lays down to go to sleep. And as everybody falls asleep, Cam, the first thing you hear is the sound of footsteps up the hallway. The second thing you notice when you open your eyes is torchlight against the halls that you're sitting in, you're laying in. And that's where we'll end the episode.
Yeah.
I'm curious, Boom, would have heard, because she's always on watch.
Yep.
All right. Well, as always, you can keep in touch with the podcast by emailing us at sweet@turtle.fyi. You can join our Discord, turtle.fyi/discord. You can check out our subreddit, turtle.fyi/reddit. Apparently, some of my turtle.fyi links stopped working, and I never checked them, so hopefully these still work. You can also follow our Patreon at patreon.com/tabletop. That one works because it's not mine to create. And you can also follow us on Twitter @tabletopchamps. I'm @Fung.
I'm @SeanTheDM.
I'm @TheVoidMan. The O is a zero.
I'm @RP_GGamer.
I'm @Nat20Stuff.
And I'm @TheNat1Lady.
Till next time. Toodles.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.